And welcome to Van Cleek FM, another edition of our weekly radio programming coming to you live, well, sort of live this week, from the offices of the Review newspaper in Van Cleek Hill, number 76 Main Street East, to be exact. My name is Jean Sarrazin. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, from 6 till 8 with Van Cleek FM, a program of local community events in and around Van Cleek Hill, happening in and around Van Cleek Hill, and local musicians as much as possible. So that's our program until 8 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, Sean Cooley comes in and offers you Van Cleek Cooley, a program of hip-hop, beat, and rap music, Sean's specialty, along with some chit-chat and background music about the music, background information about the music, and anything else that crosses Sean's fertile little imagination. He's often joined by his buddies from down at Bose. Sean is an employee at Bose, and he's more likely than not to show up here with either his buddy Todd, or as we like to call him, Rod Gilbank, or Eddie Earwig, or any other number of cohorts from that esteemed microbrewery in Van Cleek Hill. So lots of reasons to tune in tonight and listen to our show. We're starting off the show this evening with some music by Ian Hepburn and William Lorrain. Ian on Celtic harp and Will on hand drums. A little session that I recorded with them over at the Arbor Gallery a few months ago. Hepburn on Celtic harp and Will Lorrain on hand drums. That was a lovely little selection of several cuts of music from a CD that I recorded with Ian and Will at Arbor Gallery a few months ago. And it stands up quite nicely. It's very nice local music, as we always try to produce for this show, to go along with local community information. And first time I wanted to mention here is the ever-popular and, I was going to say famous, I think it is pretty widely appreciated around the community, Knox Presbyterian Church holds a roast beef dinner every year around this time, and Friday, November the 7th is the date for this year's edition. This roast beef dinner takes place starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. At Knox Church in the church hall there, the Archie Hardy Hall. And I think everybody knows where Knox Church is, but if you're not sure, it's at the corner of High Street and Hamel, right here in Van Cleek Hill. Tickets are available by calling Lloyd at 678-2287 or Donna at 632-9200. And the cost of the tickets are $15 for adults, children 12 years old and under $7. For a wonderful roast beef dinner. Usually it's with baked potato and horseradish and vegetables and wonderful pies and cakes and many homemade desserts. Tea and coffee, of course. And a really wonderful fundraiser for the church. So that's the Knox Presbyterian Church roast beef dinner taking place this coming Friday starting at 5 o'clock. Don't miss it if you can. Another event taking place this coming weekend, Sunday the 9th to be more precise, is the second and final concert by our bass soloist friend Richard Stevens. The Review newspaper and Van Cleek FM have been promoting these concerts quite actively, and Richard has been appearing at various community events, most recently the home tour wedding reenactment that took place at Trinity no, not Trinity, St. John's, St. Paul's, St. Paul's Anglican Church, right here in Vancleek Hill. I think it's St. John's, actually, not St. Paul. So St. John's Anglican Church in Vancleek Hill. And the wedding reenactment happened two times during that day, reenacting a wedding that took place back in the 40s. And Richard was the soloist for that wedding ceremony, both for the processional at the beginning of the wedding and then a beautiful bass solo in the middle of the ceremony. Oh, Promise Me, I think it was the title of that piece. Did a beautiful job and people really appreciated it. And it was a way of letting people know that his concert is coming up on November the 9th, and tickets are available for that wonderful concert. Happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Knox Church here in Vancleek Hill. And they are available at the Review offices during office hours, of course, at Scotiabank in Vancleek Hill, as well as Scotiabank in Hawkesbury. And the, let me see here, I was going to say the Caisse Populaire in Hawkesbury as well, and I think that's right. So three different places where you can obtain tickets for this November the 9th concert. Richard Stevens singing classical pieces, popular Broadway pieces, some French pieces, mostly English pieces, accompanied by pianist and his voice coach, Carol Haig. So a wonderful homegrown concert and a dream come true for Richard, who is 82 years old and very, very gifted vocalist. And this is something that he's wanted to do all his life, and he's going to do it. An extra attraction for this concert is the appearance of Jacob Lutkus. He is a young music student studying at Concordia University. He plays classical guitar, and I'll tell you, I've seen Jacob play twice now, once at the adult night at the Vancleek Hill Music Festival last spring, and again at Richard's first concert in Shuteblondo at the St. Joachim Church there. And Jacob acquitted himself quite convincingly. Very, very gifted classical guitar player, and beautiful, beautiful sound. Very, very musical, and quite accomplished technically as well. So that's an added bonus if you, when you come to Richard Stevens' concerts, you will hear three pieces by Jacob Lutkus, and you will certainly feel that you got your $12 worth for this ticket. It is not an expensive ticket, and you really want to participate in this event. So there you go, a little overview of some up-and-coming events in and around Vancleek Hill. We're going to go to another piece of music now, and I think what I have lined up here is our friend Bobby DeLone. Let's see. Yes, from his CD called Violina. This is Bobby DeLone. On this piece of music by Bobby DeLone called, it's a jig medley actually, including Fred's favorite and Ma's jig. Our Ottawa Valley Hall of Famer Bobby DeLone playing the violin, or the fiddle, I guess in this case, on his CD entitled Violina. We'll continue with a few more announcements from in and around Vancleek Hill. So for folks who use the Highway 34 and 417 on a regular basis, we received a communication from Let me see now. I guess from the Ministry of Transportation, letting us know that the overpass located south of Anklik Hill on Highway 34 at Highway 417 should be back to normal by mid-December, weather permitting. The work started in June 2013, but only one lane was completed back then. So they came back and they started work on the second lane, I think this time on the easterly lane. So traffic has been reduced to a single lane alternating with traffic lights there back and forth. I'm sure if you use that bridge on a regular basis, you know what I'm talking about. It's a waiting game while you wait for the people coming towards you to file through the single lane over the bridge and then wait your turn. And when the light turns green, you make your way over and people are waiting at the other side for you to finish crossing. Well, the work that's being done, according to the MTO, is grading, drainage, and hot mix paving. And the work is being done by Louis W. Bray Construction. And it's a project worth $4.8 million. So quite extensive reparations to that bridge. I know, I guess there was a lot of salt damage and the sides of the bridge and everything had to be rebuilt as well. So quite extensive repairs to that bridge that's slowing down traffic. Anyway, the good news is, should be done by mid-December, weather permitting. So something to look forward to for travelers. As I mentioned earlier, a cut from Bobby Lalonde's Violina. That was called Fred's Favorite and Ma's Jig. It's a jig medley and performed by Bobby Lalonde. Recorded at his very own recording studio in Fournier. Beautiful, beautiful recording studio with a lovely analog mixing console that musicians come from far and wide to use because it's got a very special, nice, warm sound. Quite an improvement over a lot of digital equipment today because it just has that really nice, warm analog sound. Anyway, just my opinion, having worked in audio studios over the years, I really appreciate the sound of a nice analog console. Here's a little bit of information from Alfred College. The advisory committee of Alfred College has asked the Minister of Education for a quick decision about its future. This is a story appearing in this week's review under the byline of Teresa Ketterling, our new journalist here at the Review. Teresa was on the show last week, actually, giving us a sort of overview of how the elections went last week. Anyhow, the future of Alfred College is now in the hands of the Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. I guess not Ministry of Education, as I said earlier, but the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. Since the University of Guelph announced a while ago that it would be closing its Alfred and Kempville campuses, facilitators were appointed to do consultations and analysis on the future of the campuses and then submit reports to the minister. So one of those reports was submitted by Alfred's facilitator, former MP Mark Godbout, at the end of October. The Alfred College Advisory Committee issued a press release on October 30th asking for a quick decision on that report. A quote from that press release states, "The University of Guelph is pulling out at the end of May 2015 and preparations should already be underway for the new term in the fall of 2015, it said. As it stands, it's not clear who will be running Alfred campus after May 2015, which puts employees in an uncertain situation. Puts potential students and current students in an uncertain situation too, if you ask me. Anyhow, the press release also says decisions about Alfred campus should be kept separate from decisions about Kempville. The situations are unrelated and very different," said the report. Enrollment would have been closed at Alfred campus as of September 2014, but La Cité Collégiale and Collège Boréal have been running the Alfred College programs to keep them going. So that's sort of a little update on what's going on at Alfred College. Many, many people are affected by these events, and so I thought we would just want to know. Here's a cut from Terry Gillespie's little micro CD. I say micro because, oh, well, it's got 13 cuts on it. That's a full-size CD. Cut number one, The Devil Likes to Win. Here's Terry Gillespie.
Tell me you don't have to fight that hard. All the people told me, Lord, you don't have to fight. Look at the shape you in. You know the devil like to win. Yes, sir. To the music store. I bought an amplifier, I bought one more. I said, man, take the money out of my hand. I want to play in the diddly band. I want to play in the diddly band. I want to play in the diddly band. I practiced every night and day. I drove all my friends away. Pretty soon I got kind of good. Got me a guitar made of wood. Next time you have the blues, ask yourself, what would a Bo Diddley do? What would a Bo Diddley do? What would a Bo Diddley do? What would?
A Bo Diddley left us the other day. He went off to outer space to play. And now he's playing with his left and right hand. Now he's playing in Angel Band. Next time you have the blues, ask yourself, what would Bo Diddley do? What would Bo Diddley do? What would Bo Diddley do? I went down to the music store, bought an amplifier, bought one more. I said, man, take the money out of my hand. I wanna play in a diddly band. I wanna play in a diddly band. I said, I wanna play in a diddly band.
Our very own homegrown Terry Gillespie singing What Would Bo Diddley Do? Cut number two on his CD, Terry Gillespie Blue Soul, the one with the Jaguar XK on the front. His very own car that he used to drive around town. I'm not sure if he still does. I haven't seen that car in quite a while, but it used to be parked regularly up here on Main Street, uptown. And before that, we heard The Devil Likes to Win, cut number one on that same CD. So a couple of good cuts of local musicians, as promised, going along with our local community events. And Louise Sproul has joined me in the studio. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. You're always a good source of local events. I have to say, all of the events that we've read so far on the air come from the Review newspaper. Barefacedly scalp from your wonderful newspaper.
There are so many events crossing our, I call it crossing our desks, but they're there. We type them up, we put them online, we put them on Facebook, and then we cover them, and they come, they go,
Is it just me, or is this a particularly busy time of the year? It just seems like there's events coming left, right, and center in every direction.
It does feel busier, and I think the schools are getting into high gear, and
the churches all
the Christmas concerts are starting to come up on the horizon, and there's just a lot of all the craft shows are coming up. So, yeah, a lot of things in our events pages in these busy times,
including I see you have one event in particular you're holding in your hot little hands there.
Right. Well, last year, maybe listeners will recall that. Amaryllis Men's and Amaryllis Women's Choir, which included men last year, they lined up a Messiah concert, and lo and behold, a second concert was born. They had to do two concerts, and the two of them were almost sold out. So this year, they're giving people extra early notice that they're doing just the one concert only. So you're going to get a big bang for your buck this year. They're rehearsing some new elements to that. On Sunday, December 21st at 4 p.m., that will be at Knox Presbyterian Church, and there will be the reception following the concert. And I keep saying to the Amaryllis Choir, you people should do a cookbook, because they are fantastic cooks, and their receptions are known far and wide for the goodies they serve.
Oh, yeah.
And so the concert on December 21st, it's the proceeds are being matched by Scotiabank. And the Review is a sponsor, as is Remax and John Clouston. And so, again, those tickets are just in the process of being printed. The Review donates posters, printed material, and the tickets and the advertising. And so those tickets should be in this week. So I would just advise everybody listening to jump now, because they will not last long.
What do you think, by early next week they'll be available?
They should be in this week, within the next couple of days.
Oh, okay.
We sent them out last week, and there will be 300 tickets. And when they are gone, there ain't no more,
as they
say.
And they did sell out last year, and a lot of people were temporarily disappointed until they learned, until the choir and the director, Uwe Lieflander, decided that they would put on a second concert. But that was, they really had to scramble to put that second concert on. And it's not going to happen this year. Pretty certain it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So if you want to take in this wonderful, what seems to be becoming an annual event here in Van Cleek Hill, we're very, very fortunate. A full-up, orchestral version of
Messiah. Yeah, the Sinfonia Sacra will be playing. And it was just so moving. Last year, people were floored. I mean, there was the professional orchestra here from Ottawa, and it was the real thing.
About
and
20 pieces, complete with oboe, timpani, trumpet, high soprano trumpet as well.
And one of the humorous moments last year was a huge ice storm, and all of the concert members came in their own vehicles because they're all frantic about being here early. But just before he had to play, I saw the Vern Jilks and the timpani player carrying.
The ushers gave him a hand carrying his timpani down the aisle.
Yeah, and they were hustling it down the aisle, put it in place, and within about 5 minutes, he went boom, boom. It played right at the moment he was supposed to play.
Just in time for his cue.
But hopefully we'll have nice weather for that this year.
Yes.
And there'll be more about that in the review in the weeks to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we work closely with the choir to promote the event, and there'll be press releases about the Messiah and the choir and new things that are happening with Amaryllis.
But it's really an essential way to launch the festive season now, I think, for many, many people, having listening to the Messiah on the radio, or now listening to it locally, with the live musicians and live choristers. It's really, we're very, very fortunate, and it's a special event.
Right.
You have another event listed there. I can see, Louise.
I do. I've brought in a little mess of papers here with
me.
Something that everyone, it's coming up very soon on Sunday, November the 9th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's the launch of a new project. It's called Edible Gardens with Annuals and Perennials. And it's something that the Van Cleek Hill Business and Merchant Association is trying to launch here in Van Cleek Hill. And this 6-hour course, which includes supper, I might add, it's a potluck, will tell you all about, whether you're a business or a homeowner, how to do sort of an edible community garden. And it's got a whole lot of purposes behind it. One is to make use of spaces that are not being used. Another is to share food with the community. Another one is to educate the community about gardening. So it's too much for me to get into here. But if you do want to take the course, if you're an organization, an individual, a business owner, it's $125, and it includes coaching along the way as you work on your project, and even help to get volunteers together if you need them. The idea, of course, is if you plant a garden, you are responsible for weeding it. So it's not a case of, I'm going to dig up my front yard and throw some seeds out there and people better come and take care of it. You have to take ownership of your own garden, and these are very popular in Britain. There's a really great TED Talk that tells you all about it. And you can find out more about it, or you can register right online at vancleekhillbma.org. The registration form is there. And you can just pay on the Sunday when you show up, but I know that the registrations are still coming in. So again, if you would like to learn more about the edible landscapes and gardening, the idea is kind of, you'd even be growing tomatoes in front of your business, and you have a picture of, if it looks like this, you can pick it. So it's a whole... They're towns that have done this are tourist attractions in Britain, and I think the BMA is hoping that the same would happen for us, because, of course, we are a community with a lot of local food growing around us. We've got the farmers market, the Festival of Flavors, and food never goes out of style.
Good way to sort of illustrate that we're a food-focused community, is to have food growing right up on our main street, right in front of commercial buildings and accessible spaces.
Yeah, and I have a real scoop for everybody. If you've picked up the review today, you'll have read about it. But Trina Winfield is a teacher at VCI, and a new project is just about to get underway at Van Cleek Hill Collegiate Institute. It's a knit crochet club, and of course that's near and dear to my heart because I've been doing both of those since I was about 12 years old. But the VCI Knit and Crochet Club is looking for donations of yarn, knitting needles or crochet hooks, or even completed projects. And what they're going to do with all of these knitted items is they're going to donate hats, mitts, and scarves to homeless shelters, outreach programs, and local families, to families in need. So I was calling it, it's kind of like a warm hand.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really nice headline in the paper, and I can't remember what it is, but anyway, they have a Facebook page. I don't have the actual address of the Facebook page, but you can drop off your donations at Sue's Quilting Studio in Van Cleek Hill at the Review, at Van Cleek Cottage, at Bowe's All Natural Brewery, and of course at Van Cleek Hill Collegiate Institute.
And give us a list again of what they're looking for donations
of. They're looking for
crochet hooks,
knitting needles, or extra yarn. And if you have a knitting group, you're welcome to help out. And I also want to mention, they are looking for people who would like to teach teenagers how to knit and crochet. Oh. And the Sue's Quilting Studio is quite involved. If VCI students show their card, their student card, at her store, they get 10% off. So this is a real way to get students involved in learning a new skill, but also making something that's actually going to help somebody and help keep them warm.
What a great initiative. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So again, they can find it on the Facebook page, or if you need more information or you've got a whole honking bag of unknitted wool that you'd like to donate, you can call 678-2023, that's the school, to find out more. So that project, you'll be reading about it more as the weeks go on. And again, you can even stop by the review. And I'm a fairly good knitter, so if you've got a drop stitch, you can stop by and I'll fix it up for you.
You're an excellent knitter, actually. You're a pro. So you're not just, that's not an empty promise.
Mm-hmm. And
do you want to take a break or you want to continue? You're on a roll. You might as well keep on going.
I'm going to end with a more somber one, but still a very valid one. And then maybe we can go to a piece of music after that. Okay. Every year, Hillcrest Funeral Home sponsors an event. And it is an event for people who have had a difficult year because they've lost someone. And it's called a Celebration of Remembrance, and it includes a candlelighting ceremony. And this year, it takes place on Sunday, December 7th from 2 to 3 p.m. at St. John's Anglican Church. That's at 5845 Church Street in Van Cleek Hill, and that's the church that's up on the hill right across from Martin Tire Shop. And Pastor Dana Johnston is going to lead a non-denominational service of remembrance. If you'd like to find out more, you can call Hillcrest Funeral Home at 678-2002. And in fact, you should RSVP to Hillcrest Funeral Home by Friday, November the 28th. And the service, which again takes place from 2 to 3 p.m., will be followed by a luncheon in the church hall. So again, that's an invitation to a celebration of remembrance, and it's extended to families in the community which have experienced the loss of a loved one, or if you're just in need of companionship. So it's just a chance for people to come together who may be grieving. And in speaking with Mark and Lisa Henderson, I know they've said this is really amazingly helpful and supportive to families. You might not think, if you're grieving or feeling sad over the loss of a loved one, the last thing you might want to do is go and be with a bunch of other people who are feeling sad. But they said that it's quite the opposite, and then people really seem to feel a great sense of fellowship. So you'll also see more about that in the review in the weeks to come. But I just thought I'd give an early mention of that event, because it's quite worthwhile.
So we're listening to music by the McLeod Fiddlers, and there is a connection between this and the upcoming event that Louise is going to mention, the Lagan Christmas Fair.
Yep, the Lagan Christmas Fair is coming Saturday, November 15th from 10 to 3. And it's a fun-filled day at Lagan School, and I can promise you that it is because I go every year. And there's all kinds of vendors. There's handcrafted jewelry by Be Charmed and Not By Design, the Glengarry Tea Company, chocolates from the Chocolate Box, 10,000 Villages, custom drapery, hand-knitted items, Divas Defined, headbands, Garden Path homemade soaps.
An amazingly long list. I'm just going to interrupt you in the middle of the list to catch your breath, because I wanted to mention where the connection is. This fair takes place in the very space that Ian McLeod does his recital every year, the Lagan's Gym, where there's a big stage. And at the recital, we get all the little toddlers coming out with their tiny little violins, playing their little tunes, their little jigs, and the little reels. And the parade continues, slightly older students, and older still, until you get performers of the caliber of these people that are playing right now, the McLeod Fiddlers. And I would almost be willing to bet money that every one of these players have stood on that stage and played their little...
For sure.
Their little piece, you know, at that recital. So it's a really wonderful tradition in Glengarry. Ian McLeod is a cornerstone of that music program, obviously, and so is his daughter, Ashley. And it's just a really neat part of the history there. And so that's the context sort of for the Christmas fair that's taking place at Lagan Public School.
Right.
And you were halfway through that list when I interrupted you, so go for the rest there.
Well, I'll just remind everybody there's all kinds of baked goods and honey. There's local food products, jewelry, great gifts, and handcrafted items. And at the same time, while you can buy some new things for gifts, they're holding a recycling day for electronics at the school from 10 to 3.
Is that on the same day as the fair?
On the same day. Oh. So bring some junk in the trunk.
And what's the date for that again?
November the 15th from 10 to 3.
Yep.
And you can bring televisions, computers, laptops, printers, copiers, telephones, cell phones, cameras, video cameras, and use clothing.
It was amazing. I think last year we popped by, and they were dealing with a great big huge electric piano that somebody had dropped off.
Right. That was at their annual yard. They were having a trunk sale. They didn't call it a trunk sale. What did they call it? British term.
Yeah. Oh, a boot sale.
A boot sale.
That's
and people
right.
were selling.
That's right.
So this is, they have wonderful vendors with all kinds of Christmassy stuff. And I have to say, I bought a great lemon meringue pie there last year. But you can also bring along some electronics, clean some stuff out of the house at the same time right before Christmas. And they also pick up. You can call 525-3112 to get your items picked up, or bring them along to the school. And remember, the school, I think, gets a small amount for handing over these electronics. Mm-hmm, so you're actually doing a good deed when you get rid of some old audio equipment that doesn't work, or, you know, that laptop that you took apart that you couldn't figure out how to put together. So that's November 15th from 10 to 3, when there's no one in the place except you and me. 10 to 3, it's the craft fair, the Christmas fair, great food, and recycle your electronics at Lagan Public School on Highway 34, just south of Anklet Kill. That was a Christmas craft fair event in Lagan, which is in North Glengarry. And then later on this month in Maxville, November 21, 22, and 23, it's the Highland Christmas Craft Fair. And that takes place at the Maxville Sports Complex. And it's got 3 days and three different hours. So Friday, it's from 4 to 9 p.m. And on Saturday, it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's all local, all handcrafted goods, and you can visit banquethill.ca events to find out more. And again, that's the Maxville Craft Fair. Well, it's called the Highland Christmas Craft Fair now, November 21, 22, and 23.
You have one more, Louise.
Yes, the Christmas Craft Fair in Van Cliquille takes place the following weekend. And that's on, and I've just misplaced the dates, but it's on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. And on Friday, you can shop from noon to 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, the Van Cliquille Community Center, it'll be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, the craft show hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's free admission with donation to the local food bank. And to find out more, you can visit vancliquille.ca. So that's the last Friday. That would be the 28th, 29th, and 30th of November.
Okay. Well, just to complete our little tour of Glengarry, I wanted to mention that the nominations for induction into the Glengarry Celtic Music Hall of Fame are being accepted. These are nominations for 2015, and they have a very, very active Music Hall of Fame in Glengarry. And if you want to nominate somebody, or you know somebody that would like to nominate a musician, both alive or, you know, posthumously, this is the time to do it. You have until December 31st to submit your nomination, and that would be to the Glengarry Celtic Music Hall of Fame executive. And Anne McPhee is a contact for that, 525-1763. That's Anne McPhee at 525-1763 to get more details. Or you can go to their website. It's Glengarry Celtic Music, all one word, all lowercase, .com. GlengarryCelticMusic.com. Or call Anne McPhee at 525-1763 to get more information about nominating a musician, a teacher, or music promoter into the Glengarry Celtic Music Hall of Fame. So there you go. That's you got until December 31st. Your nomination papers have to be postmarked no later than December 31st. Louise, you had one more event that you wanted to mention before you leave us today. Thanks for coming in and reading us those community events, all of which are available in the Review newspaper.
They are all in this today's Review, that's right. just a reminder that the Firefighters' Big Fundraiser is taking place this Saturday, November the 8th. It's the Van Cliquille Firefighters' Annual Dance at the Van Cliquille Community Center, and it starts at 9 p.m., and the live band this year is Texarillo, and anybody that goes to the Windsor now and then may have heard of Texarillo. They're quite good. And so this will be a fundraiser for the fire department. I know everybody thinks the fire department is a municipal service, but believe it or not, they're kind of called volunteer firefighters. They do get paid a minimum kind of amount to go out to fires, but they put in tons of volunteer hours training. They do fundraising in the community. Every time there's a community event, they are there doing first aid. And so on top of all that, they raise a lot of money for extra equipment and courses on their own initiative. So there's an exciting draw taking place that night for an iPad, and that event, that little fundraiser, is sponsored by Hawkesbury Toyota. You can purchase your tickets at Scotiabank or from any firefighter, and there will be a light lunch served. And again, this is a fundraiser, and it's being matched up to $5,000 by Scotiabank as part of the Team Scotia Community Program. So that's the Vanquakil Firefighters Annual Dance, Saturday, November 8th, starting at 9 p.m. at the Vanquakil Community Center at 36 Mill Street, right here in Vanquakil.
That's really great, Louise. Thanks for coming in and giving us that overview of what's happening in and around Vanquakil. Like as we were saying at the very beginning of this series of announcements, it is a busy, busy time, and you have to sort of look over the list of activities and choose very carefully, not necessarily what you want to do and what you don't want to do, but to avoid conflicts, because so many things are happening on the same dates. And
but, you know, if you get organized, and I know this, you can do a lot in one day. And if you hit the bake sales early, you get your best pick. Yeah. And then you go to auctions later in the day, and you can really make the rounds.
Yeah, you can scout out for that lemon meringue pie, and then you can grab that, put it in the trunk of your car.
There's some lady out there that makes wonderful shortbread, if you can get out there soon enough to get it. Some really good
home baking. Oh, in Maxville.
Probably will be some at Maxville, but the Lagan Public School, they had some oat cakes, you know, the Scottish oat cakes,
right. Yes.
And they're not too sweet. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, like, leave when you're hungry. And then the way I would plan my day is stop at the Vanquakil Farmers Market, then out to Penny's Market, then out to Lagan,
Yeah. You
know, make a day of it and make the rounds.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great way to spend the day. And that'll get you to 3 o'clock. Then you've got the whole evening. So you can go to the Fireman's Ball. I was going to say the Fireman's Ball. It's a dance
party. It used to be called the Fireman's Ball, but there were too many unsavory jokes about it. And
yes,
I think they had to drop that title.
That's right. That's too bad. It's a very catchy title for an event.
And I just, because I am a busy person, always traveling around buying homemade food, I arrived late this evening. But did you mention the final Richard Stevens concert taking
place? I did,
place? Actually.
But we can,
very good.
You can mention it again really quickly. I was just mentioning that he was sort of one of the features of the wedding reenactment during the home tour, which was a very successful event, and kudos to you and your team. You guys pulled off yet another fantastically successful home tour, benefiting many organizations in Vanquakil, and also highlighting our community for people coming to visit from, you know, Ottawa, West Island, Cornwall, even Montreal. We had people coming in from all over the place.
Right.
And everyone had a fantastic time, and there was nothing but high praise for our little community.
Well, I'm really pleased. We're hearing good reports from the businesses that did land office business, as they say, that day. And
yeah,
I was speaking with Sandra Fraser from the Trillium Tea Room, and she had a sold out event for her three sittings of the
her high tea,
afternoon tea, I think,
afternoon
she was
tea
doing this time.
Yes So. and we also have to thank you for ordering pretty respectable weather for the event. I mean, they were predicting anything from showers
it
to
was
snow.
It was wet flurries,
yeah,
and that would have been really miserable. But, and of course, we always worry about the homeowners.
Yes.
I mean, everyone has to remove their shoes, but it's a bit of a consideration.
But it turned out to be quite a nice day. Kind of chilly, but really nice, and people were not complaining at all. It was quite bearable and did not impede participation in this wonderful event. Mm-hmm. So congrats again to you and your team.
And I'd like to kind of off topic here, but just squeezing in a thank you at the end of the hour that Andy Shearer from Shearer Gardening was in town today. I think he took both of the fountains out. I saw him removing one. But
the one beside the post office?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Those have been a really nice addition to the town.
Oh, they were
and
fantastic.
I think it was maybe a really kind of a high-flying dream to think of putting two fountains in our little town's main street. We just take it for granted, but they took a considerable amount of effort. There was some financing, I think, from the township, the Merchant Association, and Bose All Natural Brewery. And I know that Andy, made a pretty good arrangement to have those wonderful features. I think they were each worth about $35,000, if I'm not mistaken, to install them. And they had huge equipment removing those stones today. So I'm just seeing it really changed our... We had the sound of running water up on our little hill.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was wonderful. And they made the decision to... I don't know who made that decision, but to extend it to be available for the home tour was just a big added bonus. And it was really great that it didn't get taken down right after Oktoberfest, but was around for our visitors.
Right. I'm
on
hoping
Sunday.
Next year they'll put them in time for the Festival of Flavors.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have them in just earlier. I know nothing is ever enough, right? We always look for something more,
but
people loved it. And I know there is a plan afoot to try to secure that lot beside the post office because it could have a lot of uses. So
if it was a, yeah, if it was a little municipal park, that would be a fabulous placement right there next to the post office, and creating access and a path and a visibility right through to the Higginson Tower. It's a natural. Sure hope that that takes place. So thanks again, Louise, for coming in and sharing all those community events, and also lending your voice to our program. Always appreciate it.
My voice is suffering a bit, too much talking on the weekend. I don't know if people can hear it.
I think you did a lot of talking on the weekend, giving directions and telling people what your favorite house would be to take a look at, and of course leading the charge with your staff here at the Review, getting the tickets out, getting the maps out. It was quite the stampede first thing Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think the water usage in the town must have had a big spike between about 8 and 10 a.m.
The washrooms here at the Review
the toilets
really,
were flushing.
They've become a destination here, I think, in Bankleak Hill. Yeah, it's really, really something. Yeah.
Which was good. It's sure. Nice to have, you know, if you've driven an hour and a half to get here, well.
Had a couple of coffees. Yeah, it's time to do a pit stop, and the Review is the place to do it for this event. So, yeah, no, it was just another nice little detail that was taken care of in this very accommodating and exciting event. So I'm just going to, before I go to the next cut of music, and I'm going to play another cut from Terry Gillespie's Blue Soul CD, wanted to mention that in our second hour today, we're going to do something completely different, very unusual, but I think you'll find it interesting. Sebastian Sarazen has come in, and we actually pre-recorded this a few weeks ago, but he's into avant-garde electronic music. I say avant-garde because it really isn't mainstream. It's very cutting edge and experimental. But he not only plays some of his music selections and creations that he's laid down on his computer, but he explains where the sounds come from and what he's done to them to come up with these sounds. So it's really, really interesting. It's kind of a deconstruction of electronic music that you may not have heard before. It's very a real insight and a glimpse into the world of electronic music, and so that's coming up in our second hour from 7 to 8. Sebastian Sarazen will be giving us the inside scoop on electronic music. A close cousin, Sean, has actually confirmed this. So I'm not I know nothing about hip hop or rap music or beat music, but electronic music he's confirmed to me that it's a close cousin to rap and beat music. They have producers, and they all sort of have home studios, and they concoct these special tracks of music at home, and have a very loyal following. So as I mentioned, Sebastian will present his electronic music deconstruction from 7 to 8, and then Sean comes in with Vankley Cooley, takes over the airwaves for 2 hours from 8 till 10. I don't know if he's got a sidekick in with him today. We'll have to listen to find out. But it's going to be more Vankleek Cooley starting at 8 o'clock tonight. And I just noticed that Sean came in the front doors of the Review here at 76 Main Street East in Vankleek Hill. So I'll be passing over the microphone and the torch to him very shortly. So without further ado, here's, as promised, here is a cut from Terry Gillespie, Blue Soul CD.
About at the break of day. Too late.